Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Pace University, Westchester campus in Pleasantville. The show today is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, Faceless Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, and Northeast Environmental. This is the Inspiria Media Marketing Hour, and I'm Bridget Gibbons, your host. And today, our first guest is Linda Ray. Linda Ray is the co-owner of Ray Insurance. Linda, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, so I'm so pleased to, you and I have been colleagues for a long time, business counsel and just kind of community friends, so I'm so happy to have you on the show. Why don't you just start by talking a little bit about the business? I know you have a family business, it goes back to the 70s when your dad started the shop, so why don't you just talk about that for a little bit?
Sure, thank you. Well, first I'd like to say, seeing that we're here at Pace University, this is my alma mater here in the Pleasantville campus, so I'm very excited about that. And our agency is almost 40 years young. My father started the business in 1978, and he wanted to be closer to the family in Sleepy Hollow, New York, and his mother. So he moved his office to Sleepy Hollow and started Ray Insurance Agency. And my sister joined the agency in 1997. And then I returned from Atlanta. I was in Atlanta for 9 years on the reinsurance side. I was an ocean marine underwriter. And in 1999, I moved back and did not want to be in the insurance business. Tried 3 times to get out of it. I'm happy that I failed at exiting the insurance business. And so I started working with my father and my sister in 1999 and assisted with rounding out the agency and the capabilities with doing some life and health. And then now presently working in building the commercial lines department for the agency.
That's fantastic. So I have to ask, tell me a little bit more about the ocean marine underwriting. It sounds really unique.
Well, again, in 1990, that was my second attempt, my first attempt probably really, of getting out of the insurance business. Moving to Atlanta, I was young. I had just graduated from Pace and had decided that I was going to move down to Atlanta. I didn't have a job. I didn't have a place to live. And I just said, why not? I'm young. I'll fall on my feet. So a friend of my family's referred us to someone who knew of a branch office down there, and so I went down, got the interview, and then got the job. So Ocean Marine, on the reinsurance side, the clients, my clients at the time, were the insurance companies. And Ocean Marine, there were, you know, we did cargo, we did tugboats, we did the marinas, yachts, and wish I had made more friends who had yachts. But anyway, it was anything related to the water. And it was a fantastic job for 9 years, but New York was home, and I then came back.
Yeah, Atlanta is it's a nice little city to live in. So, yeah, I know. It's all, yeah. So that's fantastic. So, I read on your website that you have a dedication to contribute to the community. So I want to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about how your business, it's from what I read on the website, it really seemed like it was something, a core value of your company to be involved in the community. I know you're one of those influencers and movers and shakers that people kind of gather around. So, talk to me a little bit about that side of your business.
Thank you. Yes. Well, it all really started with my dad, who was a big influence on us because of his involvement in the community. He was mayor back in the early 90s. He also worked in various positions for the community, whether it was trustee or on the planning board, also mayor. But he, volunteer firefighter. He was with the Little League, coaching for the Little League, and he was also an auxiliary police officer, so he was really very involved. And when Laura and I got involved and started expanding the business, we saw the opportunity of being involved in other capacities besides the political route. We went more with, you know, volunteering with the Chamber of Commerce, and then that introduced us to a lot of the organizations in the community that are so valuable to the community. And so, you know, whether it was the YMCA or, you know, we got involved with the Rotary Club, which their mission is to contribute also to various organizations in the community. But the schools, the arts, health and wellness, theater, you know, there's just so many different opportunities for organizations to thrive. And it takes a village, right? So we just wanted to be a part of that where we felt it was something important to us. So.
Well, it sounds like your dad was, you know, was very inspirational and a really, you know, he really contributed a lot. So that's wonderful. So why don't you, if you could just talk a little bit about more about the products and services that that reinsurance offers, just for a few minutes.
Sure. Thank you. Well, the office is structured where Laura is involved with the personal lines department. So she's helping families with their auto and home, making sure their homeowners is properly insured to the values, especially with the economy, how it's gone since 08 with the values, with making sure families who own homes have umbrella policies. A lot of families aren't aware of an umbrella liability policy and what that does. So that helps to expand the limits of liability over both home and auto. And that's important because otherwise you could personally potentially be exposed with, you know, having your finances on the line if there is an accident or someone sues you. So she helps in that capacity. And of course then also is the boats and RVs and recreational fun stuff. And with us finally getting into what may be spring soon, not really sure if it's going to happen. I think the sun is out today, so this was a nice little surprise. But so, you know, we'll have some of the recreational vehicles that we like to help when families like to have their toys. I focus my team in the commercial lines department. We help business owners with their, you know, making sure their businesses are protected depending on the type of business. So we have the general liability policies we help them with, which again is helping them making sure if anyone alleges any kind of injury where they're sued and they sue the business, that's where these policies are helping the business owners not have to reach into their pocket and pay out of their pocket for certain things that the policy should pay for. So, you know, one of the positions that I take with our clients when no one wants to pay their insurance, I mean, let's just face it, and I'm not kidding myself either that this is not a bill you're excited to get, but I try to diffuse a little bit of the anxiety by mentioning that these policies are really having a lawyer on retainer with a checkbook so that if anybody alleges anything, that this attorney is going to help you be defended in a court of law. And that checkbook that he has for you based on the policy you have will be, you know, if there is a judgment or settlement that you have to pay for, because that's how the ruling went. So I don't necessarily also think that makes them feel any better either, but it's the truth because that's really what these policies are about.
Fantastic. I can't tell you that I don't think I've ever heard anyone describe insurance in such a way that was so clear, because usually they start using words and I'm like, you know, my eyes glaze over, but, you know, especially the example with the attorney on retainer with the checkbook, that's a perfect explanation that resonates really, will resonate with business owners, you know, throughout the county. And so that's very helpful. Thank you. Just in case you're just joining us, this is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Pace University, Westchester campus in Pleasantville. Later today, they're going to announce winners here at Pace University of the Westchester Smart App Development Bowl. So we're really looking forward to that later on today. And my guest today is Linda Ray, who's the co-owner of Ray Insurance. Linda, why don't you talk a little bit about some trends that you've just seen in the insurance industry in general?
thank you. Well, I want to say again, not only being excited about being at Pace because it's my alma mater, but also that there is this mobile app development bowl, this contest of getting people acclimated to the use of mobile app. And speaking of trends, I mean, there are so many, but sticking to the mobile app, as an insurance, the insurance industry typically are late bloomers to certain trends and certain concepts. And one of them has been the challenge of getting the insurance companies up to speed with the mobile app phenomenon. And we have a mobile app. We have a mobile app, and we did. It's not a custom app, but it is a company that specializes in helping insurance agencies have an app so that they have so they can have their clients have access to information such as billing, such as you can put your ID card on this app, which, by the way, New York State only just a year or two ago allowed for the ID card to be presented to an officer if you get pulled over, that you can actually show them your ID card on your phone through the app. You have an accident, you can put the details of the accident, and then that accident is emailed directly to us that there's been an incident so that we know that you're going to have to contact us and that we're going to follow through with filing the claim. There's access to inventory, cataloging some of your belongings, especially if you have valuables, etc. There are just so many features of this app that we're excited about, and the challenge of getting people to download the app, they're downloading so many apps to their phone, it's like, please download our app. So it's a constant communication to remind them, please download our app.
Well, that's great. And they would find the app on the App Store or wherever they download apps. Okay, great. Well, and what's the
website.
And your website also. Fantastic. What's the app called?
It's called Insurance Agent. It's a blue box with a big eye. And actually, just a quick story on why that was is because sometimes people don't remember who their agent is, which is another challenge of so they made it so, okay, Insurance Agent. All right, let me just go there and then
fantastic. Well, I'm gonna look for that. That's wonderful. So, Linda Ray, thank you so much for being my guest today. It was really a pleasure having you on and learning more about your business.
Thank you so much for having us. Have a great show.
Thank you. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Pace University, the Westchester campus in Pleasantville. The show is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, Faceless Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, and Northeast Environmental. I'm Bridget Gibbons, your host of the Inspiria Media Marketing Hour, and thank you so much for joining us.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Bridge Auto Parts, Bronxville Lye Real Estate, Evergreen Arborist, Valley Oil, Village Appliance, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Pace University Westchester campus in Pleasantville. This is the Inspiria Media Marketing Hour and we're broadcasting live. The show is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Warkburg, Durante Rentals, and Northeast Environmental. I'm Bridget Gibbons, your host of the Inspiria Media Marketing Hour, and my guest today is Dr. Gene Coppola, who is the genius behind this event that we're is taking place after this show here at Pace University. It's the Smart App Development Bowl, is that right?
That's correct. Today, we're going to have over 70 teams competing from high schools, community colleges, and universities, not only in Westchester, but from surrounding states, New Jersey and Massachusetts and so forth. So.
Fantastic. And so this was your idea. Did you start it this year, or has it been going on for a while?
Well, this is our third year and our biggest and best ever. About 4 years ago, I was talking over lunch with some wonderful Pace alum, and we were talking about my gerontechnology research and the classes I do in intergenerational computing, and also that my students were developing apps for dementia and Alzheimer's patients. And I mentioned at that time, there was only about 5 schools in the country at that point, you know, really developing mobile apps for that niche population of those that really need it. And really, you know, at that point, students were only developing a handful, maybe 2 or 3 a year that could be put on the App Store and get out there. And these wonderful alums said to me, well, what would you do different, you know, if you had some funding and to help these populations? And I said, well, we can have a mobile app contest, you know, and get other schools involved besides Pace University.
Right. Well, that's fantastic. So then, I guess, describe the process a little bit. Do students apply or submit an idea? How does this all come about?
Sure. So in January, we send out the announcement about the contest, or prior, actually. But we really get ramped up in January. But, you know, November, December, we start saying, oh, save the date, and, you know, get your teams together and your schools together. And we do outreach on email and other ways of corresponding to the schools through their superintendents and so forth. And then students come to a big kickoff at the Westchester County Center with Rob Estorino and his team and the Marching Cobras and the NIC cheerleaders, and they come and it's not only a rah-rah, it's they come and they get workshops, how to start, how to create a mobile app. It might be a student who wants to do it but doesn't have the skills. So we bring in people from Google and BuzzFeed and Yahoo and Apple and so forth, and other companies, and they learn how to do some design, how to do some development, and so forth. And then a month later, we bring them to Pace University. We do have some more workshops for them, and we have a smaller number of judges. Today we have 63 judges coming from all industry avenues out there, and these workshops during that kickoff, the midway point, the students are given a sheet to take home saying, here's what could be improved, here's what's really good about your app, now come back in April and present your stuff.
Wow, that's so exciting. What a great experience for the students that are involved. It just seems like it, you know, because I think lots of people might have good ideas about how, you know, apps that would make sense, but the actual process of how you go from idea to an app, I mean, that's, and the fact that you're nurturing those students along the way, I just think is just really, really brilliant. So, so what's going to happen today?
So today the students are going to arrive about 1 o'clock or a little after, and at 2 o'clock we're going to start the judging, and the judges are going to go around on the floor and ask questions about the app, see their poster board and see the app in progress, and some of them are even on the App Store already. And then we have 7 panel judges in 3 different rooms, and the teams get 3 minutes with their PowerPoint to pitch their app, why their app is the best.
Fantastic. And so then you'll select winners from today's competition, and what's the next step for those folks?
So then at 5 o'clock, Rob Estorino and the dean of our school, Jonathan Hill, will present the winners with their trophies and their certificates and how much money they have won, the prizes, phones, and so forth. There'll be a reception afterwards for everybody.
Okay, and are the apps actually built at this point, or are they still conceptual?
Many of the apps are built, and I know the teams that I coach, many of those apps are already on the Google Play Store, and some are on the Apple Stores.
Okay, fantastic. Well, this just sounds like a wonderful experience for everyone involved, and you have a big community of supporters. If you have 63 judges from all walks of life, it just sounds like there's the reach of this whole experience is very broad and wide. So that's kudos to you for coming up with such a fantastic concept. So in case you're just joining us, this is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Pace University Westchester campus in Pleasantville, where later today they're going to announce the winners of the Westchester Smart App Development Bowl. Today's show is produced by Shark Creative, made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, and Northeast Environmental. My guest today is Dr. Jean Coppola, who's responsible for this wonderful event. Can you give me a sense of what some of the apps are that the students are developing?
Sure. Some of the apps, for example, are for dementia and Alzheimer's patients. It is just amazing. I was looking on YouTube at some of the links because some of the students created short videos to tell about their app. And it's just, when you look at what these young people have done, these high school students, and the ideas they had, it's just heartwarming. You know, you can't believe what they have come up with. Like you said before, the concept and then the development of the app. And it's just really wonderful. So they have like games of images, of word games. They have one app can bring in photos of family members into it, and then they can try to recognize it and keeps it with their name and helps with their memory and cognitive functioning. We have another app for virtual reality that will help rehabilitation for spinal cord injury patients. Another app will help with post-stroke. And these students have connected with places like Burke Rehabilitation Center and Mount Sinai Hospital. And they're going to be working with these survivors of these diseases and try to rehabilitate them at home instead of having to travel to the facility maybe once or twice a week, which may be hard for them, but they will be able to do it at home, their rehabilitation, and very less expensive.
Right. So I was going to add, and you got to that point at the end where you're talking about Burke, and so, you know, the students that are developing apps for people with dementia, how are they aware of what helps with dementia?
Well, some of them have read online, you know, some of them, I have to tell you why they have developed the app, because a member of their family has been diagnosed with dementia or Alzheimer's. And they've done it from the heart, from the research, and from their life experience.
Wow, that's fantastic. That really, you know, how gratifying it must be for them on many levels, you know, professional success, technical success, but also contributing, you know, especially if there's someone in the family with, you know, dementia and Alzheimer's. My mom has, you know, a little bit of Alzheimer's. And so we're always investigating ways that we can, you know, whether it's through a phone or an iPad, help her keep the gray cells, you know, active to try and really alleviate it to the degree that we can. So I'll be looking forward to seeing what comes out. So will there be some sort of announcement of the winners and the apps that they developed?
Yes, Rob Astorino will announce those winners and which apps and teams have been developed, and their coach will be invited up with the team for photos and awards.
Right. Do you think there'll be some covered by the press, or because I want a list of the apps that win, so I can go.
Sure, we'll have a list of apps that win for you, and yeah, I'm sure the press will be here.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Dr. Jean Coppola, thank you so much for being my guest today. I really appreciated learning about this fantastic initiative that you developed, for those of you who can't see, this gym is just packed with tables, and probably there'll be how many students here today?
Over 300 students.
Wow, so it's a huge event, very, very important event, and you know, very impactful for not only the students, but the folks that are going to benefit from the apps that they develop. So thank you for everything you've done. My name is Bridget Gibbons. I'm the host of the Inspiria Media Marketing Hour. We're broadcasting live today from Pace University Westchester campus in Pleasantville. Later today, they're going to announce the winners of the Westchester Smart App Development Bowl here at the recreation facility on Pace University's campus. We're broadcasting live, and the show today is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, and Northeast Environmental. I'm Bridget Gibbons, your host, and we'll be back in a moment.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Acura of Westchester, A.G. Williams Painting, Arctic Mechanical, Toy Box, the Business Council of Westchester, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelifts staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Pace University's Westchester campus in Pleasantville, where later today they're going to announce the winners of the Westchester Smart App Development Bowl. Very exciting initiative here where students are developing smart apps that benefit senior citizens. So we're looking forward to that event, which takes place a little bit later today. The show is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, and Northeast Environmental. My name is Bridget Gibbons, and I'm the host of the Inspiria Media Marketing Hour. And my guest today is Mario Mirabella. Mario, welcome.
Thank you.
So your company is MSM Designs. Why don't you talk a little bit about the business?
Sure. Company is MSM Designs. I started the company 18 years ago. Perfect. 18 years ago, and it started mainly as a design firm. And since then, we evolved into all sorts of digital media and advertising. We coin ourselves as really a complete solution for clients to brand them properly, to create that online presence, and then how can we get them that traffic and exposure? How can we then elevate their brand in the marketplace and have them stand out? And with those methods, it's social media. I have an in-house division for that. SEO we've been doing for a very long time. Now we're doing a lot of targeted campaigns, ad campaigns that we've been specialized with. To work along with the digital stuff, we have a history of print media as well and different collateral that we're capable of doing. Right up into setting companies up for trade shows. So we've done that as well. That's an overview of the main services of the business.
Is that your are you a designer? Is that your background?
Yes, it is my background, and I think that's what makes us a little unique because, you know, knowing different agencies in the circle and in Westchester, that's how I started. I was a freelancer, and that's what makes us unique a little bit because. With all projects, it starts with my vision. And I think it's important when the owner of the company has that experience, has that firsthand knowledge of how things should be. I use Photoshop almost every other day, but I also have coding knowledge because a long time ago, it was just me, not only designing, but then coding. So it is my background, and I am self-taught with that this whole industry. And it just so happened to roll and evolve into this business.
Wow, that's really, I think that is very unique to have that blend of the, you know, because those are kind of two different, you know, strengths, to be a creative person who has this vision of something, you know, that looks great, but can also do the implementation. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I saw you do print, you do photography, social media, search engine optimization, email marketing, mobile marketing. So what's involved in the mobile side?
The mobile side is we're starting to get more back into the app development. It was something that we were more involved in the, I would say, mid-2000s into the late 2000s, and it kind of took a back seat a little bit. But we got something really new on the horizon, which we're excited about. But we're starting to do more of that with app development. All of our web work is mobile friendly and responsive. That's important. But there's clients that have specific needs, and that's what we call for an app. So we've been doing more of that iOS and Android programming. So we're trying to bring that more into the mix now.
Yeah, it seems like apps have been around forever and ever, and businesses are just now kind of finally wrapping their heads around how they can have an app that's appropriate and useful for the services that they offer.
Right, because a lot of times clients or business owners, they know of apps, so they hear of apps. Say, I need an app. But why do you need an app? And I'm the first person to tell them, you really need to have a specific, you know, purpose for that app, because the website could handle it 9 out of 10 times. And I'm honest with them. You know, why spend the money when your mobile website's going to accomplish that? There needs to be something specific that you're going to offer, you're going to have that purpose for, that would justify someone downloading an app on their phone.
Can you give us an example of an app that, you know, one of your clients has, something that you thought was a good idea and you implemented?
Okay. One particular app, it was a very large app that was done specifically for the iPad. So it was an iOS. It was for Siemens, the large company Siemens. And it was an internal app. So it was for the internal staff, I should say, for the internal company and employees. And it was designed specifically to help them. They were looking to expand to rural areas of the United States where they can create jobs and bring more opportunity into these areas. And the iPad app was very video heavy and was focusing more on the presentation of why having a business like Siemens in these areas, what the job creation could be and what it could generate, and even revenue for those small towns. So the sales team and different representatives in the company would utilize this tool when they would go out and maybe pitch maybe governmental organizations and such, when maybe they were looking to whoever they would need for business development to expand. So that was a useful tool, and it was heavy with the video. And so that was a need. And for them to kind of go through a company website, which Siemens is an international company, it would get lost. So this was specific for them. So that worked out well.
That's fantastic. That's so interesting. I guess the theme for today is apps, because we're here broadcasting live from Pace University's Westchester campus in Pleasantville. Later today, they're going to be announcing the winners of the Westchester Smart App Development Bowl. And these students have been developing apps that are benefiting senior citizens. So there's a competition, and awards will be given out today. And just to make a note that the event is open to the public, so people are welcome to come and participate and watch and cheer on those students that are participating. And this is, in case you're just joining us, this is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Pace University, as I mentioned, and I'm Bridget Gibbons, your host of the Inspiria Media Marketing Hour. My guest is Mario Mirabella, who's the owner of MSM Designs, a marketing company based in White Plains, but you have several offices. Why don't you tell us about your locations?
Yes, we're born and based in Westchester, and we have a White Plains and Terrytown location. We have two satellite locations. One is in Manhattan on Park Ave, and the other one is in the UK. It was something that was one of my senior designers a long time ago, who was with me from the early days, decided he needed to go back home. So we said, well, how can we capitalize this? And back in 2005, that's what he did. And we have an MSM presence there in Lancashire, and we offer not only design, but we do a lot of SEO there as well. And SEO is actually a little bit easier over there than the US market, only because there's less competition. Yeah, so if you ever think of going international, you know, these .UK the different Google channels, it's a little bit easier, especially at that point in time, 10 plus years ago. So we're representing not only in the state but outside.
Right. Well, that's very, very interesting, and good to know about the SEO in the UK. I'll keep that in the back of my mind. Mario, we've known each other, we're colleagues. We're both members of the Business Council of Westchester, which is a fantastic organization. And I encourage anyone who is not a member, who is a business in Westchester, to join that wonderful organization. And I know you're involved with several nonprofit organizations in Westchester. If you want to talk a little bit maybe about Operation Prom and your relationship there.
Absolutely. Yeah, and just to piggyback on the Business Council, a great organization, been a member for a number of years, Rising Star back in 2011, and they've really been instrumental in just businesses meeting new businesses, so it's great. Our involvement with Operation Prom, I've been a board member for a number of years, and Noel, who heads up that organization, is doing tremendous things for the youth of Westchester, who may not have the opportunity to prepare themselves or purchase prom items. The main thing is the dresses, obviously, but she's been helping others as well, even with tuxedos. But the amount of donations are it's really unbelievable what she's been able to accomplish. And she works very closely as well with the county, and even Rob Astorino is involved too at times with those events. So it's great. And so what we do with them, anything that we can do to get the word out for her, to assist with her digital marketing, even with her web presence, we do. And it's all pro bono work. And it's kind of funny because she's been a friend for so long that I think I knew her when she was 15. And then years pass and she resurfaces and then we made the connection again. So it's great. It's great to be involved with things like that and a couple of other nonprofits that we do contribute. So it's nice to help the community and be involved.
Right. Yeah, that's one of the things that I love so much about having a business in Westchester County is the fact that we are all, you know, we support each other. Yep. You know, you and our companies do very similar things, but I'm happy to, you know, talk to you, and, you know, I feel like you're a colleague that we all just want to win and be successful. Absolutely. Here in Westchester. And I do love the devotion and the time that's given to all the nonprofits in Westchester. It's just a big part of the culture here is to contribute your time, to contribute your money, your services to the nonprofits and charities in Westchester that need our help. This, in case you're just joining us, this is Bridget Gibbons at the Inspiria Media Marketing Hour, and this is on Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Pace University. Later today, they're going to be announcing here at Pace University the winners of the Westchester Smart App Development Bowl, which consists of students developing apps and that benefit senior citizens, and there's a competition and some awards that will be given out later today by Rob Astorino. So that's a wonderful thing. So, Mario, I don't know if you have a sense of any, you know, I'd love to pick people's brains about trends that they see, and, you know, what's kind of the hot new thing or a trend or something that you might think people might be interested in learning from you?
As far as in a marketing sense, perhaps, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, one thing that we've been doing a lot of lately is with our targeted campaigns. I think that's kind of been a hot topic, and that's really doing heavy targeted social campaigns. That's something that's very, very hot right now. I think businesses are understanding the importance of now having to spend money, having a budget there, and having the proper presence to get that reach, because the reach is not free anymore, and the organic reach is very little if you're going to rely on the limitations of, say, Facebook and such. So you gotta pay. Another area too where we've been doing with our marketing campaigns is specific landing pages, a lot of custom domains as well. Once we have a business established and they're doing well, and let's say we're doing an SEO campaign and they're saturating, you know, now let's take it to the next level. Now let's start getting some custom domain names in play. Now let's start getting some custom landing pages. So now the saturation increases. And that's been a trend for us as well. And the clients are taking advantage of that, which is great. So I think those two areas, they involve, of course, the design aspect that we're known for. But now it's bringing in elements that, you know, back in 10 plus years, it never existed for us. So it's nice because we need to evolve, just like your company and other companies that are doing similar things. What's next and what's hot right now to really make us shine with the client, but then also make them happy and so that they can succeed and continue to use your services. So I think that's kind of what's hot, I think.
Right. Yeah. You know, somebody asked me that question, I probably would have answered it almost identically. because I think that, you know, organic posting on Facebook and Twitter is just not making any, it's not moving anybody's dial. Right. You know, it's really, you know, the certain brands may get some traction from it, but you really, if you're relying on posting, you know, on Facebook as your marketing technique, you're not going to get very far. You've got to put some budget behind it, and the other hot trend, of course, is Instagram. Instagram is just like, out of this world. I think it's going to eclipse Facebook soon. It just seems to be, you know, they're growing by hundreds of thousands of users a month. You know, it's just really insane. So
it's funny how they're also implementing certain things. Like, look at what's going on now with the what Snapchat did, and now everybody's doing their own stories and implementing things. And you know, is what else does Snapchat have now? You know, so it's kind of like. And that might be reflective in what's going on with their stock. But I think it's a great time in social media, and more I think businesses are starting to understand the importance of it. And it's great because when you do have clients like that, it really then it allows you total creative control to do what you know would work, and not have that limitation or that cap, you know. And that's when you really can shine and see the results.
Yeah, we had a client come to us and ask for our recommendations on what they should do with their marketing dollars, and we suggested, you know, Facebook advertising and some whole program, and they came back and said, well, we want to post on Facebook, and we kind of said no. you can pay us to do that, but it's not, you're going to get very little benefit from it. So we kind of said, you know, we really don't recommend that you do that, as you take all of your budget and put it behind posting on Facebook. So, well, we're starting to get a little bit of buzz here in the room as the students arrive. We're at the gym at Pace University, the Westchester campus in Pleasantville, where later today there's a competition that takes place at 2 o'clock, and later today they're going to be announcing the winners of this competition, and it's called the Smart App Development Bowl, and a bunch of students have developed really creative and clever apps, and the winners will be announced later today by County Executive Rob Astorino. And the apps are to benefit senior citizens, you know, with dementia and other other challenges. So, pardon me?
Talent here to recruit.
Mario says we should recruit people. And there's 63 judges coming, so it'll be it's quite an event. And the event is actually open to the public, so if anyone wants to come down and you know, watch this and cheer on students, they're welcome to it. So this is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live, as I mentioned, from Pace University and Westchester campus in Pleasantville. The show is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point, and Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, Northeast Environmental, and I'm Bridget Gibbons, the host of the Inspiria Marketing Hour, and thank you for joining us today.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.